eat.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, May 22nd. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07, and the dew point is 52 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office has unraveled the story of the shooting at Victoria's Bar last weekend. Roxanne Stewart has details.
The shooting ended up being several people with guns all in the wrong place at the wrong time. A verbal altercation between a man and a group associated with the Hell's Lovers Motorcycle Club was underway when several shots were fired. Then people in two unrelated vehicles also fired shots after hearing gunshots. Deputies found at least 75 shell casings in that parking lot. A total of seven people have been arrested in connection with that shooting, mostly booked on felonies or warrants. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Last month, Evergy customers learned the company wants to raise rates. Customers in Evergy's Kansas Central region, including Wichita, Hutchinson, Manhattan, Topeka, and Pittsburgh, would pay $14.24 more per month. Customers in the Kansas Metro region, including Lenexa and Overland Park, would pay $3.47 more. Public hearings are planned for July. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Trying to quit smoking or vaping is difficult enough, and when you're pregnant, there's even more at stake. The good news is there's help. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line has a special free program designed specifically to help quit during pregnancy. This customized program provides one-on-one coaching, and for a limited time, you can even receive a $30 MasterCard gift card after each session, up to five during your pregnancy and four after. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW to start your quit journey. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Fiberbolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas unemployment rate remained at 2.9% in April, and that's with a hiring uptick of 300 in government positions and decline of 500 people holding private sector jobs. The Kansas Department of Labor and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported on Friday that the estimate of joblessness held at the 2.9% level reported each month since November. Metropolitan areas in Kansas experienced slight declines in April, and the Kansas City market dipped to 2.8%. Kansas's rate surged in April 2020 at the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic to 12.4%, but retreated to 3.5% in April 2021, and in April 2022, the rate stood at 2.4%. In the most recent 12-month period, the number of seasonally adjusted non-farm jobs, a combination of private sector and government employment, increased in the state by 32,100, and the majority of that growth, nearly 28,000 jobs, was in the private sector. State Labor Department economist Nathan Kessler said average hourly earnings for the private sector in Kansas had climbed 3.8% from April of 2022 to April of 2023. He said, although inflation continues to grow faster than hourly earnings in the private sector, several industries have experienced growth in real wages, most notably in the manufacturing, leisure, and hospitality sectors. The Bureau of Labor Statistics said Kansas had 1.47 million employed residents and 44,000 unemployed residents. The 2023 Wheat Quality Council's Hard Winter Wheat Tour across Kansas wrapped up on Thursday, May 18th, and during the 3 days of wheat scouting, tour participants traveled six routes from Manhattan to Colby to Wichita and back to Manhattan. And this year's tour hosted 106 people from 22 U.S. states, plus Mexico, Canada, and Colombia, and 27 vehicles while traveling across the state. The three-day average calculated yield for the fields that will be harvested was 30 bushels per acre, and while an estimated 8.1 million acres of wheat were planted in the fall, the Kansas wheat crop has suffered from a multi-year drought, which has robbed the state's yield potential and resulted in many abandoned fields. The official tour projection for total production of wheat to be harvested in Kansas is 178 million bushels, indicating that tour participants thought abandonment might be quite a bit higher than normal at 26.75%. The production number is the average of estimated predictions from tour participants who gathered information from 652 fields across the state. Based on May 1st conditions, NASS predicted the crop to be higher at 191 million bushels with a yield of 29 bushels per acre and abandonment at 18.5%. On Thursday, yields in areas between Wichita and Manhattan were better than what participants had seen earlier on the tour, improving as they moved north, averaging 44.1 bushels per acre. For fields that have not yet headed out, scouts use an early season formula model to calculate the potential yield of the fields. The model uses an average head weight based on the 2013 to 2022 Kansas wheat objective yield data. And for the fields that had already headed, attendees were able to use a late season formula to calculate yields based on the number of wheat heads, the number of spikelets, and the kernels per spikelet. These formulas are provided by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, and the formulas do not take into consideration variables such as weed pressure, disease, and pests. Tour scouts didn't see much disease pressure this year with the drought conditions. The tour captures a moment in time for the yield potential for fields across the state, as these fields are still 3 to 6 weeks from harvest, so a lot can happen during that time to affect final yields and production. Governor Kelly toured cross-country genetics in Westmoreland, Kansas, and proclaimed the month of May as Kansas Beef Month, saying that cross-country genetics is proof that right here in Kansas, we're advancing technology that results in higher quality and lower cost beef for people around the world. And as we celebrate Beef Month, she wants to thank all of the farmers and ranchers for the dedication they show to the Kansas beef industry. She said they're driving Kansas agriculture into the future. Beef cattle contribute nearly $13 billion annually to the state's economy, and the beef industry is the largest agricultural sector in Kansas. Kansas Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said Kansas beef leads the nation and the world in raising high-quality beef cattle and continues to expand the industry with innovative beef genetic advancements. And he's proud of the tremendous impact that the beef industry has in local communities across the state. He said they all appreciate the contribution that it makes to the state's economy every year. In Nebraska news, a Grand Island man will spend more than 15 years in prison for selling methamphetamine. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced on Friday that Zachariah Hasson, 30, was sentenced earlier this week for distribution of 50 grams or more of actual methamphetamine. U.S. District Judge John M. Girard gave him an enhanced sentence of 188 months in prison because he had a prior drug conviction. In February of 2021, Hasson sold about 113 grams of a meth mixture to a law enforcement informant in Grand Island. That batch had at least 96 grams of pure meth, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. 7 months later, Hasson sold about 85 grams of meth to an informant. Then in January 2022, he was arrested in Lincoln after officers found meth in his pocket in the engine compartment of his car. Later that month, police searched his home and found drugs, paraphernalia, and almost $16,000 in cash. Hasson has forfeited his car and $17,533 in cash to the federal government because they were proceeds of his drug dealing. After prison, he will spend 10 years on supervised release because there's no parole in the federal system. The Lincoln Police Department said its investigation into the crash that injured a 9-year-old bicyclist is complete, and the off-duty deputy who hit her will not be cited. It happened on May 10th near Northwest 12th Street and Highland Boulevard. Lincoln Police Department said Lancaster County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Ben Houchin, who was off-duty, struck the bicyclist in his personal vehicle. Authorities said that she suffered injuries that were not life-threatening. However, the girl required hospitalization, and her mother, Tiara Moten, said she had a brain bleed and several fractured bones, as well as some scrapes and bruises. The girl has since returned home and is still recovering, according to Moten. According to the crash report, Houchin admitted to the station. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, N-74 will temporarily close between Brown Avenue and Nebraska Avenue for reconstruction today, May 22nd. Highway traffic will be controlled using a detour. Local traffic will have access using alternative streets, and access to all properties will be maintained during the closure. Pedestrians should use alternate crossings to the north and south. And the anticipated completion of this closure is 3 weeks. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, May 17th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Andrew Black, Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, and Gerald Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the May 3, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 6 building permits presented for approval. Brian Thompson of Mapes & Miller was present to deliver the 2022 audit report, and he gave a clean audit opinion in accordance with the Kansas Municipal Audit and Accounting Guide, reporting that there were no statute violations for 2022. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to accept the 2022 audit report, and the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn reported that the Planning and Zoning Commission met and held a hearing on the variance request regarding the maximum lot coverage at 411 West Woodsfield. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the Board of Zoning Resolution number 2023-01, which is a resolution approving granting a variance pursuant to Norton City Code 16405. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to waive the first formal reading of Charter Ordinance 22, which is a charter ordinance amending Section 2 of Charter Ordinance Number 7 relating to the provisions of the establishment and levy of a transient guest tax and providing substitute and additional provisions on the same subject, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Robert Bowman to waive the first formal reading of Charter Ordinance 23, which is a charter ordinance amending Section 5 of Chapter Ordinance Number 10 relating to the provisions of the Convention and Tourism Committee of the Transient Guest Tax Act of the City of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Resolution 10-2023, which is a resolution allocating funds for a base grant match within the City of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Resolution 11-2023, which is a resolution supporting the development of certain housing within the City of Norton, Kansas. And the vote was taken and the motion carried. Police Chief Jay Sharp then reported on department activities. City Administrator James Maru gave an update on the Highway 36 project, stating that the city has a pre-construction meeting scheduled with the Kansas Department of Transportation on May 25th to go over their schedule. And Gerald Jones reported that the Public Safety Committee met and discussed several items with the police department. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 9-2023, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and the Norton Personnel Rules. And Gerald noted that this resolution adds the position of part-time police officer to the pay scale. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Andrew Black to allow the Norton Police Department to enter into an agreement with Utility Incorporated for the purchase of body cameras not to exceed the presented quote. The motion carried. Andrew Black scheduled a utility committee meeting for 4 p.m. on May 24th, and Robert Bowman scheduled a parks committee meeting for 4 p.m. on June 5th. Robert Bowman then reported that the parks committee met with Dylan Hawks, who would like to paint a mural at the skate park, with the Arts Council providing the funding for the materials. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to allow Dylan Hawks to move forward with the project, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the finance application number 9566601 with Ford Credit for a 3-year lease purchase of 2 2023 Ford Police Interceptors. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve appropriating ordinance number 10 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:11 p.m. Graveside services with military honors for James Jim Moore, 78, of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, May 26th, at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. The arrangements were made by Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences can be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. and some areas of smoke. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 77 with a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. and some areas of smoke. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 54 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 78. And on Tuesday night, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 54. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. It should be mostly sunny with a high near 80. On Thursday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 80. On Friday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 78. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with a high near 81. And on Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with a high near 84. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07. And the dew point is 52 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KI in sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals finished off their 9-game road trip by dropping a 3-game series to the Chicago White Sox over the weekend at Guaranteed Rate Field. Just a week removed from taking 3-4 from Chicago and Kansas City, the Royals could not capture the same level of success on the road. They lost 2-0 on Friday night, 5-1 on Saturday, and then dropped the series finale 5-2 on Sunday afternoon. After a good offensive homestand, the bats fell silent on nearly the entire road trip. The Royals scored a combined 22 runs over the 9-game set and were shut out twice in that span. The high mark for the offense was a 6-run effort in a loss to the Milwaukee Brewers. The club will now head home to begin a brief 6-game homestand at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals welcome the Detroit Tigers to town for a 3-game series beginning this evening to kick off the homestand. It will be the first time this season the Royals and Tigers have faced off. The team will then welcome the Washington Nationals to town for 3 games beginning Friday. Kansas Information Network News Sports. I am Fulton Caster.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold in Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Be caller number 4 to get registered for your chance to win a Traeger grill from Norton Auto. Call now, 877-3378.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
We have some weak moisture lifting into southern Kansas. That has led to a few showers and thunderstorms that originated over the southwestern part of the state, now tracking a little bit further east into south-central Kansas. While those may diminish here by late this morning, we could see additional shower and thunderstorm development as we go into later on this afternoon, primarily driven by the heat of the day. In northwestern Kansas, some patchy smoke may waft in from the western Canadian wildfires. Otherwise, a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon with a high 72. A shower or thunderstorm possible in north-central Kansas with a high in the upper 70s. Sunny and dry in northeastern Kansas with a high near 80. A shower or thunderstorm again becomes more widespread in southwestern Kansas today with a high in the upper 60s. And in south-central Kansas, partly sunny this morning, we may see a shower or thunderstorm later on today with a high in the upper 70s. Rain chances at about 40% through tonight are low in the upper 50s. And southeastern Kansas, sunny and dry today with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, looking at the livestock trade, there was a higher tone on Friday. The cash fundamentals were also there, higher in the north, steady as far as the southern trade is concerned. Looks like we might be able to hold that same trend here through the week. On the hog side, cash direction will probably determine on how the market will go this week as far as trade is concerned. Corn and soybean futures were higher on the overnight trade, wheat lower, with some straightening out of the wheat spread between Kansas City and Chicago. Also watching the debt ceiling negotiations too. Wheat futures down 11, corn futures up 1 to 4, and soybean futures up 9 to 10. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Cattlemen, anaplasmosis is a disease that's all too familiar. This costly cattle disease is spread by ticks, horseflies, and such nasty little critters. Valley Vet Supply can help you select effective insecticides to control these ticks and flies, as well as the convenient application methods. From mist sprays and pour-on to cattle rubs and dust bags, Valley Vet has the proper insecticide choices and application tools. Check out the Bullmaster mineral feeders with kill cover lids and the popular popular CO2-powered insecticide guns, now with two insecticide options. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. ValleyVet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.